Okay, what? Shoot him. How'd it go out there?
Well, I shot 69.
I hit a few good shots, close. Hit her. The best shot of the day was 18. I hit a 5-iron from the right side of the fairway there to about 2 feet. And that tough green right there, so. Has two birdies in 2 days. I'm kind of happy about the way I've been playing 18. So,
what do you think of this course?
Well, it's a very, very challenging golf course. It gives you quite a bit of room off the tees, but the greens are what makes it tough. And right now the greens are a little softer, that's the reason scores are being shot the way they are. But getting a little firmer, and they'll. Yeah, there's some flag positions there they can hide pretty treacherously.
You feel like you're getting a little bit of your youth back, Tom? You're going to make the cut? You're going to be in the mix in some form or fashion the next
few
days?
You never get your youth back.
Even mentally?
No, you never get it back, you know. But I made an adjustment in my swing, and at the end of Wednesday's practice rounds, as we always do, and started hitting the ball better out of the rough, and it's a better descending blow on the ball, and boy, it helped with the other parts of my swing too. So.
The feedback you get, the numbers you're shooting, what Hale's doing, shooting his age, what Bernard's doing, almost at 60. What kind of feel do you get for inspiring people?
Well, that's. You know, if you keep yourself in decent shape, you can play well into your 60s. I think. You know, I don't think there's too much if you can keep your putting touch. That's the main thing. That's how people win golf tournaments. That's how I won golf tournaments. I made everything and didn't hit all the greens and regulations. But boy, I could putt and you can get the ball up and down. And I was strong. I hit the ball high. And long, and I'm one of the shorter hitters now out here. So,
early in your round yesterday, did you make some adjustments there too? And are you kind of proud of yourself that you stuck with it?
I didn't really make many adjustments. I made just trying to keep the putter head a little lower in the takeaway. So, I didn't do too much adjusting. Just tried to take a little bit lower. I didn't make anything today, but hit a close couple times for birdies, kick in birdies. So. That's always fun. That's always good.
Everyone has their ailments out here, but how amazing is it what Fred Couples does out here with his bad back?
Well, I've never had a bad back, so I can't really address it. But I know Mark Calcavecchia is struggling with his back. I played with him these last 2 days. It's awfully tough to play when your back is not is going to. You never know when that pain's going to go whap and get you. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. In fact, it's really tough to do.
And yet, he still has game. He still has a lot of game.
No, Freddie. Yeah, darn right. Look what he does every year at the Masters. Man,
T18 this year.
I mean, it's an annuity for him.
Tom, am I late asking about the soccer ball? Was that asked before?
You're not late.
Oh,
soccer ball. That's Callaway came out with that ball beginning of last year, 2016. I signed with them, and they wanted me to play with their ball as well as all their equipment, and I love their equipment So I tested the ball out, and they said, "Yeah, we're making this ball with the soccer pattern." I said, "Well, let me try it." And so I started using it, and hey, good, hey, cool. And I had no problem with it. In fact, you can actually see when, in the rare occasion, I hit a ball with the proper spin or the proper roll of the putt, you can really see the beautiful rotation of the ball going backwards with the backspin, and going like this with the putt. If you hit it with a little bit of side spin, you can see it. You hit a crappy shot or a crappy putt.
Tell it's your ball on the green too.
I'm sorry.
You can always tell it's your ball on the green.
Yeah, that's Yeah, it's just, one of the great things about it is that they increased their ball share about 2% with that ball pattern. They ran out of red paint.
Does the soccer ball?
Cool. Yeah, so they like it a lot. Yeah, my bosses at Callaway like it a lot.
Does the soccer ball give you more kick-ins?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. I tow it too many times. I'm old school.
Tom, 2 months short of your 68th birthday, how satisfying is it to be making the cut in this major tournament after?
Well, after missing the cut at the senior PGA and playing cruddy there, that I was coming in here. I wasn't playing very well coming into here, so. But the adjustment I made on Wednesday gave me some hope, and sure enough, I played pretty well. You know, I played okay. I mean, I kept the ball in play. I hit some quality iron shots, but still not very consistent. But.
I don't remember this, but in 2001, I interviewed you, and you said, I speculated down the road, and you said, I can't see myself playing into my 70s. Do you still feel that way? Or?
Well, probably not. I mean, I'm 67, you know, 3 more years. I'm seeing, the last 3 years, I've seen my distance starting to diminish. And when your distance diminishes, that puts you behind the eight ball. You know, if you can't keep it out there and hit the right iron shots into the greens, and if I'm going in there with lower trajectory shots into the greens, I'm going to have a problem, and I am. So,
what was the adjustment you made?
I just got my hands a little bit farther ahead at address. I got my right elbow instead of out. Got a little bit more under this way. Feels like we're going to hit a straight right, but it goes pretty straight most of the time.
Tom, as that career winds down, do you enjoy the galleries following? I mean, you've been one of
Well, I love the galleries here. I mean, just every time we play at a U.S. Senior Open, we have the biggest galleries of the year. It's great playing in front of a lot of people. It's just, it's terrific. And, we're showing them some pretty good golf. And we had, look at 62 and yesterday and 63 and that's some quality golf. I mean, real solid golf. And we're showing the galleries some golf.
Part of the beauty of this game that into your mid 60s, the search never quite ends. You always find it.
My friend Sandy Tatum had just passed. He was always the search for the Holy Grail. They're always trying to find the right way to do it, and when you grab onto it, you hold onto it as long as it works for you, and when it leaves you, you have to find something else, and that's what we do out here.
That's what you do
when you play. That's what you do when you play. Everybody.
You find it. We don't.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.